WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. A week into the auto workers' strike, we're 3 hours away from the union's next deadline to expand it. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Union strike! Union strike!
The United Auto Workers Union staged what amounted to practice strikes near plants in Chicago and Louisville Thursday after picketing in front of Chrysler parent Stellantis' Michigan headquarters. The strike is poised to expand today to more plants, potentially crippling the big three automakers as contract negotiations remain ongoing but largely stalled.
And that announcement could come in about an hour. Striking riders will meet with Hollywood studio representatives for the third straight day to try to end their walkout. Now in its fifth month, studio heads, including Disney's Bob Iger, were at yesterday's talks. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's efforts to avoid a government shutdown have been shut down by many of his fellow Republicans. Now the White House is preparing for the possibility. CBS's Nicole Killian.
CBS News has learned that the White House and the administration will start to hold its first calls with federal agencies to prepare for a potential shutdown.
And that could happen October 1st. Russia claims a Ukrainian missile has hit its Black Sea Fleet headquarters. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
One Russian service member is missing in the strike, which sent large plumes of smoke over the building in Sevastopol and annexed Crimea. Firefighters were battling the blaze. Russian authorities have accused Ukraine of stepping up its attacks on the city. This attack was the biggest in weeks.
Much of the surge at the southern border is coming from Venezuela, and while border towns are trying to deal with the influx, migrants like Adrian Eseles are adjusting too.
I feel like out of place, a little bit uncomfortable because everything is different. The people are different, the environment, the language.
His words through an interpreter. He's one of thousands that have entered the U.S. at El Paso during the past few days. France is also going through an immigration crisis. Now the Pope is getting a look up close and personal. CBS's Elaine Cobb is in Paris.
The Pope is headed to the southern city of Marseille as part of his program of visiting smaller Catholic communities. Europe's migration crisis will be high on the agenda. The port city is one of the main landing places in France for illegal migrants.
A tropical system is likely to become tropical storm Ophelia soon, with landfall tomorrow on the North Carolina coast. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen says as it heads north,
there will be strong winds and very heavy rain up and down the I-95 corridor along the eastern seaboard.
Storm surge said to be the biggest threat for North Carolina. Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up 15. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Meet Bruce.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Republican lawmakers are changing strategies in their attempt to remove Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf from her role. After the state Senate voted to oust Wolf last week, State Attorney General Josh Call filed a lawsuit challenging the legitimacy of the vote. In response, Republican lawmakers have proposed impeaching Wolf from the position. The impeachment effort comes alongside another impeachment effort aimed at newly elected Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Following the announcement of potential impeachment proceedings against her, Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf released a statement reiterating that every major decision relating to the 2020 election was made by the bipartisan committee together and have been investigated and audited numerous times. Wolf stated, quote, "It's irresponsible for this group of politicians to willfully distort the truth when they've been provided the facts for years." For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in,
Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Someone I used to see, but she don't give a damn for me. Well, let me get to the point. Let's roll another joint and turn the radio loud. I'm too alone to be proud, and you don't know.
Petty. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock right now. And you don't know how it feels to be an average person trying to make it from paycheck to paycheck. You don't know how it feels if you're a millionaire Republican, right? It's often said that the Republicans are the party of the millionaires, the billionaires, and the corporations. The Democrats are the party of the working class, the middle class. I have an interesting story here from rawstory.com. This piece posted today, this morning. With a headline, it says, Millionaire Republicans Condemned for Pushing Huge Cuts to Medicaid and Food Benefits. Why would millionaires want to do that? Well, let me give you a little bit of the story here. It says Representative Ilhan Omar on Wednesday condemned her Republican colleagues for proposing a budget resolution that includes massive cuts to key aid programs while backing an extension of giveaways for the wealthy and large corporations. Are you surprised? Here's a quote from the Congresswoman. She said, "We are in the midst of a shutdown crisis because Republicans can't even organize their own caucus to pass funding levels that were already agreed to." And that's what it says. Omar, Democrat from Minnesota, said during the House Budget Committee's markup of the new resolution. She went on and said, "And now they launch some of the most radical cuts to health care, to housing assistance, to food assistance, to the postal office, and nearly every program under the sun, all while doing nothing to rein in our nearly $1 trillion Pentagon budget or the trillions they've handed out to millionaires and billionaires through the Trump tax cuts." There's a lot of awful stuff in this budget, Omar continued, pointing to the proposal's $1.9 trillion in Medicaid cuts over the next decade, as well as the hundreds of millions of dollars in cuts to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP. She said, literally starving families who are already struggling with rising food prices. Omar also slammed the resolution's call for a bipartisan commission to examine Social Security, Medicare, and other trust fund programs, a proposal that advocates warn is a ploy to fast-track benefit cuts. Here's a quote. This is, again, from Ilhan Omar. "But what is the most sickening is that they entirely leave in place the Trump and Bush tax cuts to benefit them and their friends, which have cost over $10 trillion and are responsible for almost all of the increasing debt ratio," said the Minnesota Democrat. "Oh, and on top of that, they defund enforcement of high-earning tax cheats. So not only do they want the tax breaks for their millionaire and billionaire buddies, but they also want to get rid of the enforcement at the IRS to make sure that those people are paying the correct amount of tax." Omar went on to single out by name ultra-wealthy members of the House Budget Committee who would benefit from an extension of Trump-era tax provisions and any further weakening of the Internal Revenue Service. She said, "That includes Buddy Carter, who has vocally pushed to slash Medicaid and take away health care from his own constituents and is worth $33 million, said Omar. "And it includes Ralph Norman, one of the most extreme advocates of taking away food assistance from working people, who is worth a whopping $43 million. The House Budget Committee advanced the Republican resolution in a party line vote on Wednesday, with all of the panel's Democrats voting no. Representative Brendan Boyle, Democrat from Pennsylvania, the top Democrat on the committee, said in response to the vote that, quote, "just 10 days away from another Republican government shutdown, Budget Committee Republicans have revealed just how extreme their budget plan really is. This budget resolution is a dark vision for America, one that favors the wealthy and well-connected over working families, one that makes massive cuts to the critical programs Americans rely on, and one that doubles down on the extreme demands that are driving our nation towards a shutdown." On Wednesday, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Republican from California, reportedly briefed his caucus on a new plan to keep the government open beyond September 30th, a proposal that includes even steeper spending cuts than what the White House and Republicans agreed to as part of their debt ceiling deal earlier this year. Boyle said Wednesday that Democrats will remain opposed to the Republicans' push for extreme cuts. Quote, while Republicans may not care about the costs of a government shutdown or the devastating impact of these cuts, Democrats do, said Boyle. We will continue fighting to make sure this nightmarish vision never becomes reality. And we will continue fighting to invest in the American people so that we can lower the cost of living and grow the middle class. Instead of wasting more time on this far-right agenda, House Republicans need to do their job, honor the bipartisan budget agreement, and keep our government open. Time is running out. Deadline is next week. We have to refund government activities by September 30th. Republicans don't want to do that. They want to cut. They want to slash Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. And obviously, with Social Security, it's something that we have paid into. It's our money that we paid in, and we're hoping to get back if we're lucky enough to live long enough to retire and live a few years beyond retirement. That Social Security money is money that's our money that we paid in. Republicans don't care. Seems like oftentimes the cruelty is the point. That's what it's about, right? It's like, how much can we cut from the working class, the middle class, and give breaks to our buddies that are the millionaires, the billionaires, and the corporations? Same old story, right? 16 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock, going to take a break. It'll be a short one, so stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
A little fog possible this morning, otherwise partly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible at some point early to mid-afternoon. Our high today, 78. The wind, southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. Scattered thunderstorms late tonight. Our low, 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming windy, 78 on Sunday. Scattered showers, isolated thunderstorms with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
I was just 34 years old, and I was still wandering in a haze. I was wondering why everyone I met seemed like they were lost or amazed. Should have some kind of divine right to the blues. It's sympathy, not tears, people need when they're the front page sad news. The incense burned away and the stench began to rise. Lovers now estranged, avoided catching each other's eyes. Girls who lost their children,
Daniel Show. He's a complete Townsend. Let's hurt. Hope you're having a good day so far. Got a lot of news things breaking right now. I got a breaking story for you here. It says Rupert Murdoch, the creator of Fox News, is stepping down as head of News Corp and Fox Corp. It says here, this is from the Associated Press, by the way. Rupert Murdoch, the 92-year-old Australian media magnate, a magnate whose creation of Fox News made him a force in American politics, is stepping down as leader of both Fox's parent company and his News Corp media holdings. Fox said on Thursday that Murdoch would become chairman emeritus of both companies, effective at board meetings in November. His son, Lachlan, will become News Corp chairman and continue as chief executive officer of Fox Corp. Lachlan Murdoch said that, quote, "We are grateful that he will serve as chairman emeritus and know he will continue to provide valued counsel to both companies." Besides Fox News, Murdoch started the Fox Broadcast Network, the first to successfully challenge the Big Three of ABC, CBS, and NBC with shows like The Simpsons. He is owner of The Wall Street Journal and The New York Post. Fox News Channel has profoundly influenced television and the nation's politics since its start in 1996, making Murdoch a hero to some and pariah to others. The 24-hour network converted the power and energy of political talk radio to television. Within 6 years, it outrated CNN, MSNBC. But it has been a rough year for Fox, which was forced to pay $787 million to settle a defamation lawsuit related to its coverage of false claims following the 2020 presidential election. Shortly after, Fox fired its most popular personality, Tucker Carlson. Murdoch vowed in a letter to employees that he would remain engaged at Fox. Yes, Rupert Murdoch stepping down and retiring at the age of 92. Well, there's something to be said about longevity, but man, Fox News, I don't know. Is that a news network that you can trust? Hey, it's 26 minutes after 9 o'clock. Going to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned into your local Civic Media radio station.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. We should know soon which plants the auto workers will strike if they don't see new progress on a new deal this morning. This union member is picketing outside the Stellantis factory in Toledo. His message to the big three CEOs.
We want to be able to have a life that we can appreciate, supplied by you, because we supply the workforce, the quality, and the profits that you dream of.
Republicans are split on passing a budget that would avert a government shutdown October 1st.
I think the path forward is pass a dadgum budget like we're supposed to do.
I have red lines, and mine are no funding
for the war in Ukraine.
A tropical system is likely to become Tropical Storm Ophelia soon, with landfall tomorrow in the North Carolina coast. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen says rain and storm surge are the big concerns.
There is a flood watch in effect for portions of the Carolina coastline on up into lower sections of Virginia through today and into tonight.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Debates in the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources regarding wolf populations in the state continued this week. Two of Governor Tony Evers' appointees saw confirmation from Republican state senators yesterday, arguing they don't believe in a firm wolf population goal and would approve state environmental regulations that are tougher than federal regulations. Wisconsin's current wolf management plan caps the population at 350 animals, and animal rights activists claim it's a justification for generous kill quotas. Wisconsin State Superintendent Jill Underlie delivered the annual State of Education address yesterday and criticized efforts to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Superintendent Underlie also touted educational successes like a bipartisan reading bill to improve how children learn to read and record increases in public school funding from Governor Tony Evers, increases that Republican lawmakers seek to undo. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
As an emergency medical technician, I hope motorists can remember these four life-saving words. Buckle up, phones down. It means wear a seatbelt, every seat, every trip. And when driving, stay focused on the road ahead. Protect yourself, spare your family, and emergency responders from needless trauma.
Do your part to help us move towards zero deaths on Wisconsin roads. A safety message, sponsored by the U.S. and Wisconsin DOTs.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about five minutes.
It was
like
a week. Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
When the papa found out, he began to shout and started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Whoa, when
away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we is all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Yeah, me and Julio down by the schoolyard having a good time. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. We got 9:35 right now. And, you know, climate change, global warming, etc., has been talked about for decades. For those of us who've been around long enough, we remember back in the 1960s and 70s when we first started reading stories about scientists telling us that the Earth is heating up because of carbon pollution. Right? Carbon emissions from cars, trucks, and factories heating the atmosphere. So now that we're, and remember when Jimmy Carter was in the White House, he was trying to tell us that way back then in the 1970s. And for some reason, Republicans haven't been willing to believe that. They think it's some kind of a hoax. And I'm sure that a lot of it has to do with the fact that many Republican lawmakers are getting huge donations from the oil and gas companies. So that probably has a lot to do with it, but it's gotten to be kind of crazy now. Now that we are in the year 2023 and the evidence is all around us, as every month that goes by is the hottest month on record, right? We had the hottest July on record. We had the hottest June on record. We've got huge climate disasters happening all around us, like hurricanes, wildfires, all kinds of things. There's evidence everywhere, yet some people, like Ron DeSantis, say humanity is safer than ever from climate change. And that's what he said just weeks after major hurricane down in Florida. This is a story from HuffPost, and it was posted today by Nick Visser. The headline, DeSantis says humanity safer than ever from climate change just weeks after a major hurricane. A subheadline says warnings about a future of climate-related disasters. The Republican governor and presidential candidate said were merely fear tactics, right? These are fear tactics that scientists are telling us the climate is changing, the earth is warming, just fear tactics. I'll give you a little bit of the story. It says, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Republican, said humans are safer than ever from the threat of climate change. And he blasted the Biden administration's effort to address the phenomenon as he unveiled an oil and gas first energy plan on Wednesday. Oil and gas first. What would happen if we had somebody like Ron DeSantis for president? I'll go on with this piece. It says, DeSantis, who is vying for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, made the comments during a speech in Midland, Texas. He pledged to enact a slew of policies to roll back efforts to address climate change, including proposals to make electric vehicles more expensive, ramp up domestic production of fossil fuels, and remove the United States from the landmark Paris Climate Agreement. Quote, we've seen a concerted effort to ramp up the fear when it comes to things like global warming and climate change, he said Wednesday, claiming Democrats were trying to circumscribe your ambitions. They are even telling our younger generations to have fewer children or not to even have children on the grounds that somehow children
are going to make our climate and planet unlivable. And that's wrong to say, end quote. DeSantis' comments come just weeks after a Category 3 hurricane slammed into Florida, bringing record-high floodwaters and warnings from scientists that climate change is fueling more dangerous and more frequent storms. The Secretary General of the United Nations warned this week that humanity has opened the gates to hell, and that even under current commitments, has not done nearly enough to limit planet warming emissions. The Florida governor seemed to reject scientists' concern on Wednesday, saying that although the climate had clearly changed, his policies to increase energy production were in fact a practical way to reduce global emissions. Warnings about a future of climate-related disasters, he said, were merely fear tactics. Quote, we deal with hurricanes in Florida, the governor said. We deal with fires, too, in Florida. But what I would say is when Joe Biden says that he's more worried like in 10 years with the climate than a nuclear war, I mean, I'm sorry, that's just not true. End quote. The lectern in front of the governor held a sign reading, $2 in 2025, pointing to his campaign promise to lower gas prices to $2 a gallon should he be elected to the White House. The Biden campaign took umbrage with DeSantis's attacks, calling his plans, quote, deeply unserious and impractical, and chock full of the climate denialism that defines the MAGA Republican Party. Voters need look no further than DeSantis's own state, where his agenda is leading to skyrocketing energy costs for his constituents, and natural disasters are causing tens of billions of dollars in damages. To know what DeSantis's plan would mean for the country, that's Amar Moussa, a spokesperson for Biden's reelection campaign, as told to the New York Times. DeSantis and most Republicans these days just in complete denial about what's actually going on when we can see it all around us with our own eyes. Hard to believe. And I think that is one of the reasons why some Republicans are now turning away from the Republican Party. I have an interesting story here from the Associated Press that says Republican former congressman endorses Democratic nominee in the Mississippi governor's race. This story posted late last night with a dateline of Jackson, Mississippi, says the last Republican who lost a general election for Mississippi governor is endorsing the Democratic nominee in this year's race. Democrat Brandon Presley's campaign released a statement on Wednesday from former U.S. Representative Mike Parker, who said he is choosing Presley over first-term Republican Governor Tate Reeves. Quote, it's a big deal for me as a former Republican member of Congress and as a former Republican nominee for governor to vote for a Democrat, Parker said. But I'm supporting Brandon Presley because he's a good man. He's a conservative, he's pro-life, and he's exactly what Mississippi needs at this point in time. Tate Reeves has failed Mississippi. Brandon will not. Presley has been trying to appeal to voters across party lines. Quote, I want to win this election with a bipartisan, biracial coalition for Black Mississippians and white Mississippians, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Presley said during an appearance last week in Summit, Mississippi. Parker was elected to Congress from a Southwest Mississippi district in 1988 as a Democrat. He became a Republican in November of 1995, a year after the Republicans gained control of the U.S. House. Parker was the Republican nominee for governor in 1999 and lost a close race to Democrat Ronnie Musgrove, who was lieutenant governor. Reeves' campaign spokesperson, Clifton Carroll, said in a statement on Wednesday, quote, "It's no surprise that former Democrat Congressman Mike Parker, who endorsed Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden, is continuing his trend of endorsing liberal Democrats," end quote. In 2016, Parker was among 30 Republicans who had served in Congress who signed a letter saying they could not support Republican nominee Donald Trump for president. The letter said Trump makes a mockery of the principles and values we have cherished and which we sought to represent, end quote. Interesting. And that's something you're seeing more in the news now. Republicans and former Republicans now supporting Democrats. 9:45, got to take a break. It'll be a short one. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Hey man, looking good.
It's Stitch Fix. I'd like to thank my stylist for making me look so great. They always get my fit just right. They send clothes that work for me and my budget. They even found me my favorite pair of jeans. I'd like to thank Stitch Fix because let's get real, I couldn't make this style happen on my own. They just make everything so easy. So thank you, Stitch Fix. They just get me and they'll get you too. Stitch Fix. Take your style quiz today at stitchfix.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
A little fog possible this morning, otherwise partly cloudy with a sprinkle or two possible at some point early to mid-afternoon. Our high today, 78. The wind, southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening. Scattered thunderstorms late tonight. Our low, 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming windy, 78 on Sunday. Scattered showers, isolated thunderstorms with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Love may make you do some crazy things. It may even make you lie. According to a news story at HuffPost, you probably heard the story last week, right, about Lauren Boebert, congresswoman from Colorado, going to the theater to see a live performance of Beetlejuice with a companion and evidently causing quite a ruckus, so much so that she got kicked out of the theater. And they say that she was vaping and dancing. They were fondling each other. She was taking pictures with a flash and just causing a havoc. And so that people around her throughout the theater actually couldn't even enjoy the show. So they had to kick her out. Well, now there's a news story. This just posted at HuffPost. It says a drag queen at a bar or at the bar owned by Lauren Boebert's date says the congresswoman is lying about the relationship. It's been widely reported that her companion at the performance
is a liberal Democrat who owns a gay bar. And that alone was quite a surprise for most people who know Lauren Boebert, because it seems like just the opposite type of person that she'd be hanging out with. And evidently she's going through a divorce right now. But the subheadline says Kendra Matic refuted a claim by Lauren Boebert about her connection to her Beetlejuice companion. This piece posted by Ron Dicker. It says a drag queen who performed at the bar owned by Lauren Boebert's Beetlejuice date said the Republican House member fudged on the details about their relationship. Performer Kendra Matic said Boebert and Quinn Gallagher were not on a first date, as the lawmaker claimed, after they were ejected from a Denver theater performance of Beetlejuice for vaping, talking, and fondling each other, which was caught on surveillance video. Quote, first date and somebody's touching your boobies like that? Drag performer Kendra Matic told TMZ in a clip shared early on Thursday. I know they were dating for a while, months, end quote. Matic, who headlined a drag burlesque show in January at the Hoochcraft Cocktail Bar, co-owned by Gallagher, told TMZ that Aspen, Colorado was a small town and others knew about the relationship. HuffPost has reached out to Boebert for comment. Boebert and Gallagher had been seeing each other under the radar for a while, the New York Post previously wrote. If Boebert was lying, it wouldn't be the first time in her misadventure with Gallagher. She asserted she wasn't vaping at the Beetlejuice performance until closed circuit camera footage revealed her puffing away. Then she said she didn't remember vaping. The far-right lawmaker eventually announced she and Gallagher had parted ways. Quote, all future date nights have been canceled, and I learned to check party affiliations before you go on a date, Boebert said, amid reports that her date is a Democrat. Boebert has been getting roasted for her antics. Quote, I think Lauren Boebert is not one known for reaching across the aisle in Congress, but there was some of that here with her male companion. MSNBC's Jonathan Lemire cracked on Morning Joe. Boebert has offered apologies and excuses. Quote, I was a little too eccentric. I am very known for having an animated personality, maybe overtly animated personality, the right-wing firebrand in Colorado told One America News Network. Interesting. Seems like it's hard to trust anything that the Congresswoman says. It's 9:58. Thank you for tuning in today. And I won't be here tomorrow. So if you're listening tomorrow, Friday, you'll get to hear this show again, is the way it's planned right now, as far as I know. Everybody have a good day, but I will be back on Monday morning at 8 o'clock. Do something nice for someone today. See you Monday.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. Ooh.